Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 24th day of April 2012. And on this 24th edition, we've got a jam-packed broadcast lined up for you. Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com is going to be joining us. Always informative. We'll talk Ron Paul, election 2012, Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, the incredible police state developments, CISPA. And the big announcement that we're going to be covering is our top story when we come back in the next segment. Drones over your neighborhood, the FBI, the Air Force, the Army, the state police, drones watching you. Not just drones, boys and girls, blimps. Because the blimps are exempt from the FAA. The NSA does whatever it wants. And we have a map of the United States, and these are just the registered flights. And you can see where they are across the United States. So we're going to be breaking that down, and that dovetails with the Twilight Zone publication now. Forbes, more and more. I mean, last week it was burn down the homes of people that don't want to pay Al Gore money and don't believe carbon dioxide's evil. And don't believe it's a deadly nerve gas, basically. You know, I mean, they said find out where we live and take our property or burn our houses down. And they've also got articles about how, well, Bill Gates is a hero because he wants to forcibly inoculate you and wants death panels. That was the headline. Bill Gates a hero. Donald Trump a zero, because Donald Trump's like, yeah, my employees take the shot. Their kids have convulsions and then have autism. Something's going on here. It's happened to a bunch of my friends. Autism's exploded. And they're like, shut up. Bill Gates is a hero. You are a zero. They talk to the public like that. Hero loves death panels. Is actually has some humanity and is worried about 1 in 50-something having autism from 1 in 25,000 a few decades ago. Zero. And that's what Bill Gates is telling you in that TED TV speech. He said, we're going to cut carbon output from humans down to zero. We're going to reduce population. And the crowd starts laughing. And Bill Gates releases mosquitoes and goes, we're going to forcibly inoculate you even if you don't like it, and releases mosquitoes. Then they weren't laughing. Because that's all the joke with these control freaks. We're going to put stuff in your food. We're going to put stuff in your water. We're going to jack your vaccines. We're going to release mosquitoes in the U.S. to forcibly inoculate you. And then it turns out he's on record paying hundreds and hundreds of publications to say he is a superhero. ABC News, London Guardian. It even says on the articles, this is paid for by a grant. And then the articles are all, he's a superhero. That's his little non-threatening thing, is he's Superman, he's Green Lantern. The gimmick they have for his partner in wickedness, I'm ranting, I have a lot of other news to get to, is holding up an ice cream cone. Hi, I'm Warren Buffett. I want to raise your taxes. I'm the biggest recipient of your tax money and bailouts. Ice cream. Couldn't be threatening. Get in the car, little girl. Got ice cream. Got a puppy. I'm Warren Buffett. I mean, it is so sick. Look, he's a superhero. Hey, kids, get in the van. Look, Bill Gates is dressed up like Superman. You know he's not bad. And me, I'm the ice cream man. I mean, you cannot make up the creepiness of these people. And I keep saying I want to do that newscast compilation where we've got him saying, kill grandma, death panels are good, reduce carbon down to zero, releasing mosquitoes. Him on Lair News Hour and on PBS, Bill Moyer saying he loves Planned Parenthood. His dad headed it up. Get rid of the population. I want to take it all. And then the articles about him in secret meetings with the global elite to reduce population, Times of London. I want to show all that. I mean, I really want to show you just how evil this piece of filth is.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, 24th day of April, 2012. And we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. Lou Rockwell, always informative, will be joining us on a host of issues in the third hour. We're going to have wide open phones yet again for first-time callers today on any subject you'd like to discuss. But let me get to some news first before I start going to your phone calls and giving out the number. Here's today's TSA federal takeover news. Weeping four-year-old girl accused of carrying a gun by TSA officers. They're not officers, but so what? After she hugged her grandmother while passing through security. Yeah, it's all about shouting at you. It's all about making you think that you're bad. It's all about getting in your face. That's what this is all about. And I see this all the time. And they don't even care if the shampoo bottle's the right size. They're always changing the rules so they can yell at you. It's about getting non-criminal people accustomed to being treated like prison inmates, because the New World Order model is turn everything into a cashless society, totally surveilled police state. That's from the Daily Mail. More news on the TSA front. TSA leaves note telling passenger to go to hell. Scrawled comment on complaint form. Scrawled comment on complaint form after agents tampered with luggage. And they had the proper type of locks, but it doesn't matter. They were angry and, you know, broke those off and then told them, go to hell. A lot of times they write notes about how they like a date or, hey, nice marijuana in your bag, leave it in there, if they're not robbing your bags. And, of course, now they put on the news Hollywood stars, TV stars, public figures being groped, their breasts being grabbed, their children being groped, to turn it into a gladiatorial spectacle for everyone. All part of converting us from land of the free, home of the brave, to freedom is a pervert molesting your family. That is the new American flag should be replaced with a pot belly groping a child. I mean, that should be it, the pedophile states of America. I'm serious. I mean, that's what we've become. We need to admit how pathetic this is and reject it, and that's starting to happen. But we've got to fully reject their criminal activity. By the way, the U.S. has gotten so bad, that historic wave of Mexican immigration at a standstill report says illegals are leaving at a record rate, and the increase has slowed to now a standstill. Well, that's because the U.S. is in a depression. That's because the U.S. is falling apart. That's because the cheap labor lowered Mexican standard of living in Mexico and lowered the U.S. until the U.S. is a burnout husk, and what's left of our tax money is paid to General Motors to move to China to build the Volts and Cadillacs there, and to Brazil, and to Mexico, and to Eastern Europe. You paid 20-plus billion of the bailout to move the factories. Let me say that again. And now the factories are opening. And what's the new scholarship? A Homeland Security official. What's the new job? Prison guard. That's the new economy. There's a story that's up at drudgereport.com, again from the Daily Mail, that, you know, points out that drones launched by Texas State University, FBI, Gadsden Police Department, Georgia Tech Research Institute, Kansas State, U.S. Air Force, Arlington Police Department, U.S. Army, DOD, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, against the American people. And we have a map of that we can put up on screen if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv. But everybody is freaking out about this, and you should. But what's exempt is actual NSA drones, and what's exempt is the solar-powered blimps that are up in the edge of the atmosphere at over 100,000 feet that the news media, ABC News and others, knows not to tell you it's a blimp. Larry King and ABC, I've played the clips here, just look it up. ABC, you know, covers UFO over Salt Lake. It's a blimp, a giant blimp roughly two times the size of the Goodyear blimp. And it has propellers on it and engines and solar arrays on the side. And they say that they believe it's aliens. And Larry King said it was aliens over Dallas, and it was a blimp. Because you can't say it's a giant secret government blimp. So that'd be like if you saw a biplane fly by with the Red Baron on the side, the Iron Cross, and it had surveillance cameras. The news would say it's an alien from planet Gwobblesnap with a reptoid flying it, because you couldn't have surveillance. That doesn't exist in the free country. So it's ET. CNN, ABC, other newscasts as well, but I've played both those here, where they go, what is it? Giant cigar-shaped craft. It's surveillance drones. I even went and looked up where the contracts were paid in the late 90s and then in the early 2000s, and when they launched some, it was actually on MSNBC. That it was a blimp. But still, when I have national media call me, they say, you believe in these blimps? And I'm like, yeah, let me show you. And they're like, no, we're not going to look. We just want to ask you, you believe they exist? And I've had national media here repeatedly, and I go, but I want to show you the blimp. And they go, no, it's your opinion. Why do you believe in these blimps? Why do you believe the bad men are coming? Remember Jesse Ventura when he went to that congressman with the Emergency Centers Establishment Act with all the FEMA camps and the funding? And he goes, I'd like to know about this bill. And he goes, the bill where the green aliens come out of the big machines and eat me? Ventura goes, no, the bill. And he goes, you mean with the one with the aliens? And Ventura looks at him. He says, no, here's the bill. Here's the bill number. And he goes, I do remember that bill. And then it was so embarrassing for him when the hoax was shown. Homeland Security threatened Time Warner, and they removed that show and erased it off your DVRs. Again, this is the globalist operation. There's no world government, but you're announcing it in hundreds of papers. Still isn't there. And the American Psychological Association has put out a new psychological designation last year where if you believe in a world government, you're mentally ill. Doesn't matter if you're reading it out of The Economist and out of Time Magazine, Newsweek, all of them announcing bankers are going to run everything. You'll pay your carbon taxes to them. Global government, global banker. It's still, it doesn't exist. Okay. Do you mean Mr. Governor, the aliens that come out of machines and eat me? And he's like, no, I'm talking about this bill. And he goes, doesn't exist. I control reality. Hey, here's the blimps. Here's the funding for them. Doesn't exist. Hey, here's the reports that all these major vaccines have cancer viruses in them, and here's the numbers of the massive increase in cancer. No, the government's nice. Hey, the TSA is violating laws and aren't even bonded police sticking their hands down your pants. You can't do that. The body scanners give you cancer. No, they don't. They're good for you, John Hopkins says. Really, the head of John Hopkins says their report says the opposite. You're lying. We don't grope. There's no radiation. You're lying. We don't strip search old women. You're lying. No, we're not extremist. DHS uses wartime mega camera to watch border. There's one of the blimps. Yeah, usually when they do admit the blimps and stuff, that's a little one. It's, oh, it's just for the border. That's just a World War I style hydrogen or helium system that they use with cameras today. They used to put spotters up in them for artillery direction. That's an artillery direction blimp that they've rigged for the when they put on these little shows for the border. So my point is, everybody's freaking out about the drones, but what about the blimps and the satellites? I mean, rockets are going off every week with new satellites, some of them giant payloads. Some of these spy satellites are so big, they've got to use Russian boosters to get them into orbit. And they're the size of two or three school buses up there. Amateur astronomers have used their telescopes and even amateur radio telescopes. There's big platforms up in space, things that make the... See, they've gotten rid of the space shuttle program because it's a 1930s idea of Wernher von Braun, the Nazi, who then became one of the heads of NASA, who was the head of development. Launched in the early 80s, 30-something years ago, that's just the public space program. And now that you're not into it anymore, they're like, we don't have a space program, go to sleep. The real space program, 80-plus percent of it, has always been a clandestine program and belongs to the bankers with our money. And so that's all that's happening now. Since you're not into the fake space program and the $300 toilet seats and $700 hammers that is really being used for the black site government, since you don't even care about it anymore, they're just like, hey, Congress, we're not going to tell you what's at the NSA base. We're not going to tell you what's in the PDD 51. And we're not going to tell the public either. So sit down and shut up, and we're going to shoot your kids up even if you say no. Is that clear? You will take the shot. You will die of cancer. And the illegals are like leaving. In many cases, because America is collapsing. But they lie to us and say, oh, America is wonderful. The economy has turned around. Yeah, 20 plus billion to ship General Motors to China and Brazil and Mexico and three different Eastern European countries. Man, it's great, isn't it? Everything's fine. There's nothing wrong with that picture. We just don't grasp how it's a great idea. The globalists have, they openly said they wanted to wreck our economy in post-industrial and teach us their enemy by destroying our economy and then inducting us into socialism. Just like France is going into deeper socialism right now. When socialism did to France what's happened to it, it's the same thing. Oh, that cyanide's making you sick? Here, let's shovel some more in your mouth. When we come back, whites all over the country are having their heads knocked in, and the media won't even say it's black people doing it when it is. The race war is on. Devil Whitey is getting what he deserves. We've got to wake up. We've got to get out of our trance and realize just how crazy this tyranny has gotten. You know something? The media, MSNBC especially, NBC, editing the George Zimmerman tape to make it sound like he hated black people, hyping all this up, Jesse Jackson, all these people. They've got a job to get the American people fighting with each other instead of fighting with the globalists, instead of waking up to what's happening. This is a false flag. And I see articles every day now where white people at parks are having their head beat in, and there'll be a footnote in the article or at fairs or on their front porches. There'll be little footnotes that, well, yes, witnesses said it was a group of 20 or 30 black people doing it to a white person who begged and pleaded. And in some cases, the people are dying later. And the police will not even say the race in their report. That is mind control. Again, because the system wants white guilt, not to try to empower and build up black people. Well, they want to keep them right where they are on the government reservation, the government plantation. But so they can say, you're guilty white people. Now support socialism and gun bans. Support world government. You're bad, pay carbon taxes. That's what all this guilt's about. This is a guilt system making you guilty so you'll do what the New World Order wants. Look at this article right here. This is from WKRG News. Man beaten by mob in critical condition. Mobile police need your help to catch a mob that beat Matthew Owens so badly. Funny, when you're looking for a mob, they won't even say the race. Listen, so badly. I guess if it's a white guy, you can't say it either. Like, well, what color are the suspects? We cannot say. Just we're looking for some people. It actually gets into that in the article. Mobile police need your help to catch a mob that beat Matthew Owens so badly that he's in critical condition. Well, he's white. He deserves to die. What'd the Black Panthers say? Time to burn down America. Time to start killing some crackers. It turned out the Justice Department was in those protests leading them. The Justice Department that ships guns into Mexico to kill 2,000 plus Mexicans, hundreds of Americans, and six police officers, bare minimum, three of them Border Patrol agents. You mean they want to start a race war so they can pose and have Obama come out and say, now we all need to be friends here. Even though Trayvon looks like my son. You mean those 12-year-old photos the media shows? Not the ones with him being a big man with a gold grill and all the rest of it? And then the black neighbor witness of Zimmerman's head bouncing up and down off the ground that Martin came over to him? Or the edited tape? I mean, regardless of who's at fault here, I see somebody walking around in the neighborhood, I'm not going to come out of my house and start following them. I think that was stupid. But the point is, why is the media hyping this? Because they want a race war. Because this is an enemy media. MSNBC definitely is. I mean, you talk about anti-freedom, talk about manipulative, talk about trying to have a globalist spring in America, race war spring. And out of the chaos poses the saviors. According to police, Owens fussed at some kids playing basketball in the middle of Del Mar Drive about 8:30 Saturday night. They say the kids left and a group of adults returned armed with everything but the kitchen sink. Police tell News 5 the suspects used chairs, pipes, and paint cans to beat Owens. Must not be very tough. I mean, one man can kill somebody pretty easy. Of course, I guess he almost did kill him, but wow, how pathetic. You know, crowds of people can never, I've noticed, hurt somebody bad. It's one-on-one where the real fighting gets done. Owen's sister, Ashley Parker, saw the attack. Can't listen to her. She's a white devil, though. It was the scariest thing I have ever witnessed, Parker says, that 20 people, all African-American, attacked her brother on the front porch of his home using brass knuckles. Well, that's why the guy should have had a gun in there. Come to my door with brass knuckles. I don't care what color you are. You're going home in a body bag. Parker says, I bet this guy's a liberal. Again, it's always liberals that get beat up. I mean, if somebody comes in here, and I got a gun right here. I mean, it's like, goodbye. You're leaving the planet. Attack. See, watch what happens. Parker says 20 people, all African-American, attacked her brother on the front porch of his home using brass knuckles, paint cans, and anything they could get their hands on. Police will only say multiple people are involved. Of course, you don't. The police are like, help us find out who did it. Oh, well, what color are the suspects? I'm sorry. Well, are they Oriental, Asian, Hispanic, Inuit, Northern European, Jewish, Muslim, Arabic, Irish? We just can't say. Just okay, but there's some people, and we can't say. We can't say. We'll be right back.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Speaking of MSNBC, now that they think they've demonized Ron Paul and they think that he won't win the Republican nomination, they're trying to gain credibility by reporting what is a fact. Ron Paul did, in fact, win Iowa and Minnesota after recounts. That was a dead giveaway whenever Karl Rove went on Fox and said, some trucks with the ballots didn't get delivered. So we met behind closed doors with the top officials. And we decided that it would be Mitt Romney and then Santorum and then Paul. I mean, that's called hiding it in plain view. We decided to drop by your house and beat your head in with a baseball bat. So he really won Maine. That's even the New York Times admits that. I mean, he won Maine. But the Republican officials say we're not giving it to you. He won Iowa. He won Minnesota. And see, that was all early on. He would have gained the momentum. He was the front runner, and they kept saying, he can't win, he can't win, no one wants him. Forget he's winning the straw polls and scientific polls. He's going to lose, he's going to lose, he's going to lose. He can't win. And then when he started winning, they had to steal those. Then it began. Well, I guess he isn't going to win. Wow, that's funny. All I see is Ron Paul stickers. He's got 10,000 or more people at all his rallies, and Mitt Romney can't even get 500, and Newt Gingrich can't even get 50 people, and Santorum can only get about 100. Well, wow, it's just weird. And he gets all the military donations, 70%+. And, you know, you really have thought, but I guess. And then as they stole all the states, Nevada, he clearly won. But but we can't 100% prove that. We know, and now they admit it, he won Iowa, he won Maine, he won Minnesota. It's now admitted. But it's like back of the paper, see, up front, they didn't want you to know he wasn't just a contender. He was your president. He would have gotten the nomination. He would have defeated Obama. They probably would have put a bullet in him. And he was ready for that. He said he's ready to go all the way. But by going through the process, showing the cheating, showing the manipulation, we show the emperor is butt naked. He's not wearing a fine coat. And he educates people on the Federal Reserve, and we win. And he'll be at UT this Thursday. I bet there's 10,000 people out there. I know I'll have news crews out there. And, you know, his son was able to win because he won by all the polls showed 15, 17 points or so. Bill Clinton went and campaigned against him. His numbers went up. They tried to block him out of early debates. You know, the Republicans went after him and the Democrats went after him. But Kentucky had such a landslide that they let Rand Paul in, that there's still some places where it can happen. You know, where Ron Paul's won congressional seat before by over 80%. Polls are showing he's getting 80%+. He wins by 61. You see, they can only steal him right now when it's 5-10 points. Past that, and I've had top election fraud experts on from every angle. The Collier brothers before they died, the Collier brothers' one of the Collier brothers' daughter, all the investigators, Bev Harris, on and on and on. I went and worked at elections in state elections, what, in 94, 96, 2000. I was there. I saw Pat Buchanan winning Travis County. He got, I think it was like 3-4%, I forget, on the news at the end of the night. He won Arizona. That fraud came out. Pat Buchanan was who people wanted to run against Bill Clinton. And the system's like, no, we're going to run a corpse. We're going to run Bob Dole, and he's going to take a fall. I mean, it would be like putting a 10-year-old child in the ring with Mike Tyson. And they did it. It was a Don King fight. It was totally rigged. And you know what? Don King ran enough rigged fights. People don't watch him anymore. Pay-per-view's a joke. A new sport came along that was real and not rigged. And I'll tell you, UFC is not rigged at all. And it's wildly popular like boxing used to be. Because there's 5 or 6 different groups competing, and competition with the different leagues brings reality. Monopolies bring stagnation. So, hey, Don King, you know, arrested for murder, all this stuff, gangsterism. People finally figured out these are staged fights. They weren't back during the Muhammad Ali days. But later, they became rigged because they wanted to make even more on the rigged gambling than they were making on the pay-per-view. So you killed the golden goose. Globalism is the killing of the golden goose. Mafia, insider cronyism is the death of everything good. And so we've got the clip. It's up at Infowars.com where Rachel Maddow, you know, admits, Mr. Maddow admits that Miss Maddow or Mrs. Maddow, whatever it is, or the guy from Saturday Night Live, Pat. The point is that they're now admitting it after they've done it. Oh, look, it was rigged. Like, you're not part of the rigging and the editing of tapes to make Zimmerman sound racist. I mean, you guys are caught, okay? Nobody's coming to your fights anymore. Nobody's watching you anymore. You're a shadow of your former self, and soon you'll be a memory of a shadow. You're gone. So try to shut the web down. Try to intimidate people. Blow up some more federal buildings and blame it on us. It isn't going to help you, New World Order. It is, and you know that. That's why Brzezinski's new book, he elaborates on what he said 2 years ago. He said the people are awake. They're aware of the elite. And there's a quote in there. You can pull it up because it's actually on the Amazon synopsis. To paraphrase it, and this is almost exact, he said, 30 years ago, it was cheaper to just spend $1 million convincing people to go along with your program. Now it's cheaper just to pay $1 million to kill 1 million people. Guys, pull up the exact quote because I butchered that. I mean, I'm trying to get it exactly right. The point is, he said it's cheaper just to kill people now. So now they're like, yeah, we've been listening to you. Yeah, we're jacking the food and water. Yeah, we're building secret sites to arrest you. Yes, yes, we're federalizing everything. You better be scared. Okay. Oh, you like the little friendly mask? You know, you smell stench. You know, let me take the little dolly mask off. And they pull it off and it's a skull with worms coming out and just rotten meat like a stinking dead buzzard. And they're like, you smell something? Oh, you don't trust me? You don't think I'm wearing this nice little dolly mask? Let me take that off for you. You're like, yeah, you smelled something. How is it looking at it? How you like it? You know, I was getting into the fact that the TSA is now screaming and grabbing four-year-olds who hug their grandma. You come up to the security line, and grandma's seeing you off, and you turn back. It's any excuse to jump on somebody. Any excuse to teach you you're a slave. Their ads they put out say we want imperious employees. That means imperial, arrogant, hateful, laughing. And it's coming out that at LAX and other airports in New York where the wealthy fly out, the stalkers are getting jobs, and they just have celebrations with celebrities. I've seen it. Well, I've been celebrated on. And they're just like, I've got rights. I'm going to grope you now. And they walk right up to those movie stars and supermodels, and they just grab them. And TMZ and Yahoo and all of them sit there and take the photos, and you just see them smiling and laughing, and you're Miss USA. I'm going in your pants. I mean, again, just the over-the-topness of this. And here it is. Weekly Standard, it's also in the National Journal. Homeland Security and State Department officials have now announced the war on terror is over. That's why they are working with Al-Qaeda. They're like, yeah, okay, we use Al-Qaeda now in Syria to blow up police stations and stuff. And we use them to take over Libya and we kill 40,000. We line the blacks up and shoot them. But hey, Trayvon Martin, we really care about him. We care about black people a lot right now. Oh, and Obama said they're going to invade Uganda now because of COVID 2012. Told you that was State Department propaganda. And it's come out they funded it. That's okay if the head of it runs around naked on power trips. I mean, you know, we've had TSA workers in Maryland and in L.A. go crazy, get naked, and announce their God and start grabbing people. Because you're like, but that's crazy. That's what a narcissist does. These are people so brutish, so mindless, so scum-filled that they strip down naked and begin screaming their God. And that's what the head of Coney did. That's what they all do. And Mike Adams, of course, has put out a story. I was going to call Paul Watson this morning, but he didn't answer. He works out of England and say, hey, here's my angle here. The Veritas, the truth, delivering the goods, cutting through the matrix right down to the core. But notice Mike Adams, he's in the truth wavelength, so he's written an article. It's at InfoWars.com right now. We'll put that headline back up there for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The war on terror is over, and he links to all these articles. The war on terror is over. Obama administration announces war on terror is over. But the war on you and on your wife's genitals has just begun. And on your son's genitals. The pedophile training has just begun. Hey, you want $20 an hour to be on a power trip and put your hands on people? Only the most shuddered, brutish, unhappy, pathetic people. It runs the gamut. Power trips, control freaks, perverts, pedophiles. And it's whoever they want. They sit there and hit a button in the scanner. I've seen them do it. They admit they do it. Or on the x-ray system when they've got those going and they see a good-looking woman, I'm like, watch this every time I fly. I go, you look at her, she's gorgeous. Watch this. I go, they're going to put her in the scanner to get a naked image and then they're going to say it didn't work right. And we're sitting there getting coffee last time. I'm like, okay, watch. Okay, she did the scan. Okay, they're going to send a manager perv up. Watch this. Manager perv comes up, directs her over, makes her wait, and they're all excited. And the woman's not. And the woman's going, my God, this is a perv. Just like that big Israeli supermodel said. She said the woman was clearly a lesbian and was getting off on it. Just like Miss USA said, the man was getting off on it. I mean, you know. It's not just, it's like the doctor. Who went to the doctor? They wanted to check for hernias or whatever. And, you know, they go up under to check and have you cough. I mean, you would know. I mean, a doctor is just like a robot, does it. Still, it's weird. But you know when somebody's like, and they're all slob and they stink and they're looking at you going, this is my right. I'm about to have my right on you. And you're just like, is this really happening? It reminds me when I was in juvenile. And of course, I, you know, Monday got out, went to court and got released because they're like, we're going to incarcerate your son for this and you need to sign him over to adjudication. My dad's like, good, let's do the trial. We have witnesses. He was physically attacked before fighting back and putting the person in the hospital. Because, you know, you put somebody in a coma, you go to jail because they got to figure out what's going on. And I'm sitting there and I'm in there 3 days. I'm going to jail Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the perv guy, I'm like, hey, it's like Sunday. I go, I'm going to court tomorrow. Can I please? I'm talking to the, you know, the bars. It was plastic with little holes in it. And the point is, and the guy's like, yeah, I'll give you a shower. Come on. I was like, well, thank you. So I just noticed, sir, people got showers yesterday. I'd like one. And he goes in there and he says, take your clothes off. We're going to have some fun. And I said, you know, A, I'm going to fight you. And if anything happens, you're going to get in trouble. Basically, I said, you're going to end up, well, the point is, and he said, fine then, no shower for you. And it was a TSA person. I've already experienced somebody, oh, you're 14 years old. I got you in the shower. I mean, now you get there and it's like, I cannot fly because I can't go and say, here are my children. Here, have them. And then the men go, get over here, little girl, little boy. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. This is America. This is who we are. And now the TSA is training the police, as I told you they would do, because they said they would. They now go to the proms and say, we say it's okay. If we're here, we wave a magic wand. In fact, a listener was joking and mailed me a magic wand. The ladies in customer service have. Well, you guys go get me the magic wand, please. Just run back and get it. Just say magic wand. Is it people seen the joke I do with our, you know, wave the imaginary piece of paper as it's a magic wand? And the TSA now shows up and says, yeah, on Houston buses, Dallas buses, just around where I live, here in Texas, we're here, you're now allowed to grope and search bags without warrants because they waved the magic Tinkerbell wand. And now at theme parks and places, they're starting the gropes. And, you know, I got talked into going through TSA one time with my children, and it did not go well. So now my wife understands why we can't travel. But see, the feds are like, you're not going anywhere. There's going to be checkpoints, and we're going to go in your pants. Thank you. A listener mailed me this. Man, Bear, Pig, Al Gore's magic wand. Wave it a couple of times, and you save the Earth from CO2. Well, yeah, they're announcing Obama actually made sea levels start dropping. He said he would do that, and it happened. So now, but here it is. It's like there's laws against people touching your genitals on the outside or the inside, and these aren't even sworn, bonded law enforcement officers, peace officers under law. The feds just say magic wand. Congress is supposed to authorize war, but Obama says he has the UN doing it. Totally illegal. Doesn't matter. Magic tyranny wand. They've got spy satellites illegally watching us and CIA domestically illegally on the streets now. And they admit they're spying on us through appliances without warrants, and it's totally illegal. But General Petraeus, the head of the CIA, just says, hey, the Fourth Amendment ain't what it used to be. He actually said that. Magic wand. America's gone. America's gone. Just like magic wand. Oh, we're going to raise your property taxes, which we didn't have till 60 years ago, which turns your property into a rental. You rent from the government. Bye-bye. Cancer rates up 10,000+% in children. Magic wand. Take your shots. Your corn syrup full of mercury. Showed you the Washington Post. Oh, melamine's killing kids. It's in the baby formula. Wave a magic wand. FDA said last year, it's safe. Oh, the China is executing their people that got caught doing it, baby formula. Here they just go, Oh, DU's killing the troops. The government wouldn't allow the military to use it until 1991 because it's so deadly in all their studies from the 50s. And they said it would kill the troops, soft kill. Hey, 1990, 91 comes around. Hey, watch this. Use it. Oh, it ignites going down the barrel and gives you a deadly dose? How are you going to like that kidney failure? How are you going to like that lung cancer? How are you going to like sterility, massive birth defects? Hey, it's all right, because watch this. Oh, magic wand for radio listeners. I have a little Tinkerbell wand here. And you just like, hey, watch this. Hey, Bill Gates openly says he wants eugenics and to have death panels kill grandma. But he's a superhero and paid for product placement, propaganda placement. They call it behavior placement. Magic wand. He's a nice guy. Hey, Warren Buffett's the biggest recipient of your tax money and banker bailout. And you know, supports paying with tax money to ship your jobs overseas. That's okay, because he has an ice cream cone. See, that's his magic wand. I'm a non-threatening old man. Oh! Black uniforms, face scanning cameras, cashless society, dollar devaluation. Hey, there's a depression so bad the illegals are leaving? Hey, don't worry. Watch this. Oh! Oh-ho! You just wave a magic trendy wand. Sodium fluoride giving you cancer? No problem. One of my friends, who I know is listening right now, just IM'd me or texted me a photo he just took on Guadalupe Street in downtown Austin of a fella with a tuned into 90.1, tuned into Alex Jones radio shine. That's the type of action people are taking against this. And it's a domino effect. As more people do it, there's going to be a cascading effect against tyranny. Speaking of cascading, I'm going to cover this later after we take calls for the entire next hour. Five Bill Gates top growth picks: McDonald's, Walmart, Comcast. Now, McDonald's has board members on it from Monsanto and buys GMO. And Bill Gates is also on the board of Monsanto and heavily invested. Same thing with Walmart, all these guys. And he calls his holding group Cascade. They know what they're doing. And this guy is a flaming eugenicist. So Aaron Dykes has got a blurb out on that. He's also got a big report out about AIDS virus or the shell of the AIDS virus in biological, pharmacological crop corn. Because Aaron heard me talk about that from 8-9 years ago yesterday. He went and dug it up and has an article out at Infowars.com on that right now. It's in my stack. I'll be covering that later. There is so much I haven't even gotten to yet. But just getting back to this announcement, it's at Infowars.com. The war on terror is over. But the TSA, because, you know, Al-Qaeda is now good, we're told. You know, they've been given Libya. They're going to be given Syria. They've been given pretty much control over other areas like Egypt. And it's like, oh, no, they're good. The new terrorist, as they told us last year, is white Al-Qaeda, is domestic, conservative, libertarian, returning veterans. And I told you 4 years ago that would be the new enemy, and they would segue to that. And now they've put out all these Homeland Security videos. Some of them are 30 minutes long. They're little mini documentaries, and every terrorist is a white person, and every person reporting them is a, quote, minority. And again, they've already taught you that all the brown people are terrorists. Now we're going to learn the white people are the terrorists. So we can all report each other, and they can edit tapes of people and try to get race wars going. While we're all attacked, all being fed GMO, all being chemtrailed, all having our future destroyed, all having our jobs shipped overseas, close to 49 million people now on food stamps, depression by every indicator, and we're going to have the media go, we're so upset about Trayvon Martin. If Zimmerman was a racist and shot him or whatever, and the police didn't have the right evidence, they couldn't do anything. Why have a race war when there's blacks killing blacks every day? But, oh, people don't care about that. By the way, there are these witnesses. He comes over to his car, starts beating him up, bloody head. Everything Zimmerman said has been true. I'm not saying Zimmerman wasn't a little, you know, he wanted to be a cop. He couldn't become a cop, so he just became kind of a security guard, overzealous, calling 911 40-something times. And I've read the 911 transcripts. There's a white guy. He looks suspicious. He looks like he has a Slim Jim. There's a Hispanic guy. There's a white guy. There's a black guy. But again, they want us at each other's throats. I'm going to go out to break here with a new ad you're going to hear running on the network. And I hope you go to Infowars.com and take advantage. We have the lowest prices there with the coupon code WATER. You get an additional 10% off on the best gravity-fed filter system out there. We have a lot of other great filtration systems as well, but check out the ProPure at InfoWars.com. And I'm going to take you out to the second hour with this new ad I just cut yesterday that we're now premiering here for ProPure. Here it is.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. I meant to give the number out at the end of the last hour, but we ran out of time. I'm going to give the number out now for first-time callers on any of the subjects I've mentioned or raised. I haven't even gotten into the bulk of the news yet. It is crazy. The House is getting closer to passing what the Senate already passed. IRS not letting you travel if you haven't paid the private Federal Reserve your money. No judge, no jury. It's a no-travel list, just like a no-fly list, a no-gun-buy list also is what they want. Paul Watson has a new article on that today at InfoWars.com. But the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Also, my Twitter account is Real Alex Jones, twitter.com/Real Alex Jones. If you're not signed up for our Twitter, I just started really pushing it the last few months. You should. We had five or six Twitters altogether, about 300,000 members. But our main one, the Real Alex Jones, only has about 80,000. I'd like to get that up to 500,000 or so because it's already been very effective when I'm in a local area to be able to put out a tweet and people actually show up. And so I'd like folks to get involved with that. We didn't get involved in Twitter, didn't really promote it for a long time. That was one of the areas we missed, kind of a black hole or blind spot. So I'll be tweeting out here during the next break a photo of here in Austin, Texas, with a fellow out on the street with a sign doing a great job. So that will be going out at the Real Alex Jones Twitter here in just a few minutes. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Sandy in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Sandy.
Just wanted to let you know, I have some friends this last week go up and, you know, do normal clinic visits, and they've been telling me now they're being forced to take new chicken pox vaccines, or they're calling it for shingles.
And by the way, there is no law that you go to the doctor and you've got to take a vaccine, but they do more and more bully and say, you're going to take this. It's all about being pecked into submission.
I had some back surgeries, and all of a sudden, before another surgery, the doctor tells me, well, it looks like you're in need of a tetanus shot. And I'm like, what? Why would I need a tetanus shot?
Like, they terrorize the doctors and nurses. Under Obamacare, computers tell them everything. And private practice, you still may be able to survive a while, but any of these big operations, you're told what you're going to give somebody, just like under the National Health Service in England, where even if you want to go to a private doctor, which exists for the elite, they have to authorize you, even if you want to pay for it.
Went around, because I've been listening to you now for almost a year, and I'm so grateful I found you. We used to be married to a farmer, and I went around and talked to a few of the farmers in the area, and all they can grow now is Monsanto seeds, and these farmers had no clue what GMOs were. They were unaware of the alternate pesticides that will go in one batch of seeds to kill, the bugs.
Or what all the Monsanto chemicals are doing to the water table.
Definitely. I mean, and I'm like, oh, you
it's a new definition of killing yourself to live.
Exactly. And they're like, and you had to sign contracts, didn't you? Yeah. You know, and I explained to them, you know, how cross-pollination works, how they've gone after farmers, saying, well, you stole our seeds. And it's all just a trap. I know of one organic farmer left in the area, you know, and I told his brother, I said, you might want to have him keep his eye out, because if he's next to any other farmer that has to grow Monsanto, it could cross-pollinate, and they can come after him in a heartbeat, and they can sneak people into his farm to take, you know, whatever crop he's growing, corn usually, or soybeans, and take a test out of it and say, no, we found it in your seed.
And by the way, admit that they contaminated you. But it's like, we don't care. We own the cords. Take a shot. Get ready for TSA groping. And we're going to take your property. And don't try to have chickens or we'll kill you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. I am fired up, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say we couldn't do this without your support, without your prayers, and without my incredible crew. So here's a shout out to my crew. Yeah. Great job, gentlemen. And I was talking earlier about killing yourself to live. That's basically what we're doing in this country. That's basically what's happening in this nation. That's basically what's going on here in this republic, is that we're destroying ourselves for the New World Order. We're paying our taxes to pay for drones and checkpoints and high-powered tasers and illegal surveillance and blimps and satellites and to pay. This happened 2.5 years ago, and now the factories are done to ship most of General Motors out of the U.S., and it's just announced now. Yeah, we your money was used to leave America. Now sit down and shut up and give us your wives, give us your daughters, give us your sons, because we're going to put our hands on them. And we're going to taser them, and we're going to kill them, and we're going to put them in our prisons because we're criminals, and that's what we do. This is a society run by criminals. This is called tyranny. This is called the beginning of it. And here it is. Big Brother transport bill set to advance this week. Legislation would empower IRS to revoke passports of accused tax delinquents. Accused. No due process by a degenerate scum agency of filth. Killing yourself to live, the only job you can get around here in Austin. Big IRS headquarters for four states right down the road from me. And I run into the IRS employees all the time. They go, we know it's horrible. We know it's fake. We know the ultra-rich don't pay. We see it. We know it's horrible, but what do you do? What do you do? Do you think I'm bad? Do you think I'm bad? I'm just like, whatever, killing yourself to live. I'm going to play that song coming out of the next break. Killing yourself to live. I mean, that's what we've come down to. A Big Brother transport bill that will empower the IRS to revoke passports of alleged tax delinquents. Mandate the installation of black boxes in all cars that totally track everywhere you go, as well as a myriad of other privacy-busting measures, is going to take a huge leap forward this week. House Republicans are taking heat from Democrats over their passage of a bill that merely extends funding for already existing federal highway programs. Dems, such as Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, have been vocal in pushing the House to pass their version of Senate Bill 1813, otherwise known as Moving Ahead for Progress in 21st Century Act, or MAP 21. You ever heard of that before? It's all Agenda 21. It's all passports to travel internally, all total federal control, all covered. By the way, Charlie Daniels is finally waking up. And you ever didn't think that we never would get back together again? Well, we sure fooled you. Oh, I hope you're right, Charlie. What is that song where he talks about America is back? That's a great song. I used to drive around and get my redneck on, listen to that. Welcome to the Charlie Daniels soapbox and message boards, and he's written a giant article about Agenda 21. Well, the book is available. Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, discounted at Infowars.com. And when you get it at Infowars.com, not only support our entire operation, our rage against tyranny, our fight against tyranny, you also get a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers with it. We're also carrying the new film, Farmageddon, to expose Agenda 21. And, of course, Noble Lie, how the globalists bombed us to then demonize the American people. Okay. Let's go ahead and take calls. Fred in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, TTWT, the truth will set you free. The truth, but nothing but the truth.
That's right, brother.
Listen, I'm an ex-Navy pilot, general carrier landings, nuclear delivery, and I can't stand the military anymore. But before that, I was a trained physicist at one of the best schools in this country and the world has provided. And I'm here to talk about 9/11 because 9/11 was a seminal event in our lifetime. And it's not what everybody thinks it was. Building 7, when I saw Building 7 come down, you can see an apple and an orange on YouTube. It looks obviously like it was imploded. I'm here to tell you that that was a false flag. They did that to get everybody looking the other direction. As a physicist, if I went to the top of the World Trade Center, threw my keys off in a vacuum, those keys would take 9.25 seconds to fall and hit the ground. Now, according to the 9/11 Commission, those buildings came down in 10, 11 seconds. Now, in a vacuum, and that's a physics equation, in a vacuum, those keys take 9.25 seconds. Those buildings did not fall. And the person that really you need to get on is Dr. Judy Wood, who's a physicist and did a forensic study on this whole thing. But when they brought down the Building 7, they got everybody thinking that there were bombs and explosions and all the rest of it. So the real question is, what caused those buildings to dissolve, not what caused them to fall?
Well, all I know is, sir, the official story is a complete fairy tale. And everybody wants to argue the science, which is a fairy tale. What about the government saying they found two passports that day that survived? Made up. What about U.S. troops massing to invade Afghanistan in the month before and Bush signing launch orders the day before to attack Afghanistan on September 10th? What about all of that? It goes on and on. I mean, I believe the controlled demolition of Building 7 is absolutely key because we have them on video saying we're going to bring down Building 7 and then blowing it up and then saying they never said that. So if you can prove one part of it a lie, it all falls. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Leah in Florida. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling from Orange County, Florida. I'm about 20 minutes outside of Sanford, the epicenter of the Trayvon Martin case.
Yes.
And I was recently speaking to an Orange County Sheriff's deputy, and he told me that if under any circumstances, if you see a suspicious person, vehicle, anything in your neighborhood, you are to immediately call the police. It is going to be the new quote-unquote Zimmerman rule. We are no longer allowed to defend our property. We are officially in any state.
Because a cop told you, and that's what he believes. He says if he makes a rule, I have a rule. You got to let people come in your house and rape you and murder your children. We're like, yes, sir. I have a rule. Hand all your property over to me. Well, yes, sir. I have a rule. The TSA is going to grope you. I have a rule. We're going to illegally surveil you without warrants. Yes, sir. Yes, that is their plan. Their plan is to come after the Second Amendment and right to defense. That is their plan, is to do that via this Zimmerman situation. And it's ridiculous. They're going to now try to overturn common law, just like in England, and arrest you if you defend yourself in your own house.
Told me, I just wanted to pass the message along. I hadn't heard anyone else speak of it. Having the deputy tell me that really blew my mind.
Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to the phone calls. Yeah, just go ahead and come in and hook my earpiece up. It's kind of turned into like a live radio show today here. Let's go ahead and talk to Noah in Oklahoma. Noah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I'm really excited to talk to you, Alex. I really relate to you. You're about my age, and a little bit younger, but we grew up in the 80s and 70s, and just I love it when you get on Kicks talking about your childhood and stuff. But I just rapid fire some information to you. You kind of stole my thunder about Charlie Daniels. I just heard him on the Power Hour, and he's got that new video out. I hadn't seen it, but you might have him on as a guest.
Yeah, I mean, we'd actually have to call him, though, or email him to get him on. But yeah, I've been wanting to get him on for a while.
Yes, sir. Well, something like Behold a Pale Horse or something. They just talked about it briefly. But a couple more things. I heard you a while back talking about how it's hard for your children to watch TV, and you let them watch the Andy Griffith Show. That's what I do. And but there is a deal out there you can get. It's called the TV Guardian. And it will you hook it up to your DVD player, Blu-ray player, and it will cut out all language. And, you know, they're kind of expensive, maybe $200, but I mean, it's worth it. You know, you can watch any movie that before, say, I don't like to hear the Lord's name used in vain, the Lord Jesus, and, people do it. I mean, it's like they key on that, you know, name instead of Buddha or Allah. They won't do that. But, but anyway, this thing is pretty cool. It's called the TV Guardian, and we've got one ourselves, and you can kind of leave in what you want or take out what you want if you don't like the foul language for movies, and it's pretty cool. But, and another guy called in about the slide fire. I think you ought to check that out. It turns your, AR into a simulated, full auto. So you might check that out. It's pretty cool. But appreciate you taking my call.
All right. Thank you. Very interesting points. We're going to go to break and come back with more phone calls. And then I'm going to get into the Middle East, a bunch of political developments and what's happening in the economy. And we've got Lou Rockwell coming up, joining us as well. So coming up, we're going to have Lou Rockwell on the show to get into what he thinks we should do just about the state going crazy. Also, one of the top environmentalist gurus, in fact, the top guy, has come out now and jumped ship, left the sinking ship. We have that video up at Infowars.com. Breaking, head climate monger jumps ship. That is coming up. I'll be breaking that article down and more top stories from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. So please stay with us more straight ahead as we resist tyranny and defend liberty. Fight for freedom. That'd be a good bumper sticker. I thought our military kills for freedom. But now it's been taken over by the globalist. There's some big breaking news at Infowars.com. Right now, I'm not even going to say what it is until we come back in the next segment. But it has to do with Bilderberg. The article is breaking at Infowars.com seconds ago. Guys, get me Paul Joseph Watson if you can via video Skype. And obviously get me Mark Anderson, whoever else you can, Jim Tucker. Looks like I'll be going to Virginia if this is accurate. Let's go ahead and talk to, I don't look forward to that, let me tell you. Let's talk to Phoenix in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's an honor to speak with you. I'm a longtime listener, and the reason I called today, I'd like to suggest a guest for the show. His name is Maxwell Egan. He's an Australian documentary filmmaker. He's an author and radio host. His radio show is called Surviving the Matrix, and it's on the American Voice Radio. And just last week, he released this amazing documentary called Transformation. He's really wise, and he's just an extremely eloquent speaker, and I think he'd be an excellent guest on your show.
Okay, we'll look into it. Thank you, buddy. Let's go ahead to the next plug. Nana in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, hello.
Hey, welcome.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
Oh, I'm really doing good today.
Wow, I'm actually very nervous to talk to you, I'm not going to lie. Just to let you know that I've been listening to you for over 4 years now. Me and my husband are in complete in love with you. You are a hero. There's a lot of things happening in Canada, but I want to know, what do you know what's going to happen here? Because it's complete, like, blindness. No one knows what's going to happen.
The exact same thing. You're under global standardization. People always ask what's going to happen in Australia, what's going to happen in Canada, what's going to happen. Carbon taxes, troops in black uniforms, military checkpoints, control, bureaucrats harassing the living daylights out of you, preachers being banned from preaching segments of the Bible that are politically incorrect, control freaks. Hell is going to happen if we don't say no. As Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you put up with. Freedom is not given. It is taken. It is demanded. It is paid for. And we have classical crooks globally establishing a standardized, unified continuity of agenda stratagem against humanity. We have a criminal world government run by haters of humanity.
Yes, they are, and we will win. You will see at the end of the day. I am a Muslim, Alex Jones, and to be very honest with you, even in the Quran, it even tells you that there will be a group of elites who will basically make our lives miserable. But it is for us to fight back, and at the end of the day, it's always the minority group. We will win, and they will fail. And I just want to say I love you and keep up the amazing work, and God bless you.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. And it's all these major religious groups, all the big institutions are under New World Order control. And that's what we've got to recognize and realize and just come together under basic freedom and liberty, the Magna Carta, Constitution, Bill of Rights. The system attacks those and says they're bad documents because they are coffin nails to the New World Order. The family is coffin nails. Joe in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, great to talk to you. I'm an MF Global victim from New Jersey. I just wanted to ask you, Alex, you got to get Lindsay back on, Lindsay Williams, because I'm just curious. He kept talking about a derivatives crack, and that guy they called a whale in Europe or wherever he is, it's K, I think his name is.
Yeah.
Is this the beginning of it, do you think? I mean, we got to get him back. You got to get him back.
Well, look, Soros and a bunch of other top brokers are saying they won't handle people's money now. They're pulling out of the markets because they understand what they've engineered is such a full collapse. They'll come in after they collapse things even further. This is a vulture economy. And again, if things are run by vultures, they want rotten meat. That's what Agenda 21 is. It's a devolving, imploding, rotting carcass system. It's a predatory system. What, you don't like John Corzine caught stealing your money? Stay there. I want to hear about what MF Global did to you. And he's caught lying to Congress. Of course, he gave the order to steal the money. The memos are all public. The head of the CME group's come out and documented it. And he doesn't get in trouble. Because the TSA is above the law. And because the troops are allowed to breathe uranium and die. Because the health department puts it in her water.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you go to the front page of Infowars.com, you will see an article by Paul Joseph Watson, Secretive Bilderberg Group, set to meet in Virginia May 31st, June 3rd. We were able to get the scoop last year that it would be in Switzerland, and then it was in between St. Moritz and Geneva, and we were able to confirm it was St. Moritz or Moritz, and I was able to send Paul Watson and Aaron Dykes to that. I can tell you now, now, we're going to go to Paul Watson here in a moment on this subject, but obviously I will be going to Virginia if it is confirmed it's there. And if they're stupid enough to have it at the same Chantilly Marriott Conference Center, that's really good. Because You can really bullhorn the daylights out of them at that facility. And maybe the New York Times will say it doesn't exist again. Maybe they'll choose who the president's going to be again at this meeting. I mean, they had the Washington Post a week and a half ago come out and say that, oh, yeah, Rubio, it looks like it's going to be picked by the Bilderberg Group at a steering meeting. Well, the president's in South America. Rubio's going to be vetted like other vice presidential candidates by Bilderberg. They're having a steering meeting there. So they've gone from saying it doesn't exist. The Washington Post has always attended since its founding in 54 in Utrecht, Holland, at the Bilderberg Hotel. And so the fact that they would do that shows that we've basically completely blown their cover now. But this will be a three-ring circus if that's the case. Now, every 4 years, they do have the meeting in North America. 4 years ago, it was Obama and Hillary. And the motorcade and the machine guns and the plainclothes Marines trying to set us up. And I'm calling the media going, you're looking for Obama. He's been missing for today. Secret Service just drove in here and it turned out he was there. And the national media just said, we're not interested, thank you. Because they're a bunch of controlled, sold-out whores. I just talked to a national host last week who was at a big meeting, and he said it's all true, everything he talked about. He was offered the whole deal, but told you don't talk bad about the New World Order. You don't talk bad about Bilderberg. You don't talk bad about the Federal Reserve. Given the speech. I mean, of course, we're owned by foreign banks. The country is under a coup d'etat, which is French for coup d'etat. Another attempt at lame humor. I'm going to go back to your calls. I want to hear from Joe, who says he was ripped off by MF Global. I mean, they admit they did. It's just like, we're keeping your money. If you don't like it, go to places very warm. What did the TSA worker write and put in the bag for no reason? Go to Hades. But I want to bring up on video Skype from England, Paul Watson, who's broken this news, and he's gotten it from Tony Gosling, who's been a pretty good source of info in the past, at Bilderberg.org. I'm going to check with Tucker, or as the French say, Tuquier, and then I'm going to check with Mark Anderson as well, one of the editors over at AmericanFreePress.net. But they're always a little more conservative. They want to be careful. But we'll find out from them by tomorrow what their take is on this, maybe even today. We've got Lou Rockwell coming up. Paul Watson, big story up at Infowars.com. Tell us about it.
Well, Alex, I've been saying for weeks that all this speculation about a meeting in Haifa, Israel, was probably nonsense because they've never met outside of Europe or North America. And then, of course, you've got the U.S. presidential election, which they routinely have an influence in picking the VP, as in the case of John Edwards in 2004, and Barack Obama's VP, Joe Biden, back in 2008. So basically, if you go on the Westfields Marriott Hotel website, which of course is where Bilderberg met both in 2002 and 2008, and you try and book a hotel room from May 31st, which is a Thursday, to June the 3rd, which is a Sunday, there are no rooms available. If you book either side of those dates, there are rooms available, which suggests, although it's not confirmed, that that is where the 2012 Bilderberg meeting will take place. Of course, they routinely, not routinely, but occasionally, they will book a number of hotels as a decoy to try and throw people off the scent. And even virtually the day before the Switzerland meeting last year, some people thought it was a different hotel than it actually was. So although the hotel's not confirmed, it seems likely that it will be in Chantilly, Virginia, and it will be at the Westfields Marriott.
Well, it looks like I'll have to saddle up in the InfoWars command bus and head my Texas hind end up there, Paul. Perhaps we should get a tradition going, and I should fly you into the main command base of the New World Order and have you there at the ceremonies this year.
Well, it's interesting because at the end of last year's conference, myself and Aaron Dykes were having lunch with Mark Anderson and Jim Tucker just before we left the hotel. And we were saying, where do you think it's going to be next year? And I said, I think in regard to the nature walk that they had during last year's conference, where they were confronted by a legion of demonstrators and shouted at, that this year's event will be in some crap hole authoritarian country where people can be held back and harassed at the border checkpoints. So it looks like that's the case. It's in America. So anybody who flies in is going to get the TSA.
Now, hold on. I can call America in its current state a crap hole. You can't. But England's a crap hole, too.
The people who run it.
No, exactly. That's their view of it, I understand. They want to turn America, UK, and every other country into an Agenda 21 festering cesspit, is a more politically correct way to say it.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, as Gosling points out, they're going to be able to stop people from getting in and covering it. Just a shame for them that, you know, you're going to be there. I expect We Are Change, they're going to be there, so... You know, it sounds like a lot of fun that they're going to have once again.
Well, good job, Watson, but we're going to make you on assignment come here. So
I don't know whether I'd be better off writing all the articles about it, but we can have that conversation.
I could be feeding you information. You could be filling in on the show live, coordinating, while I am on the ground.
Well, yeah. Either way, sounds like a good deal.
You there on the air and me there on the ground feeding you?
Feeding me, yeah.
Folks, that is guys, go to YouTube and type in Dr. Strangelove Mandrake Feeds Machine Gun. We have all this behind the scenes. Like Star Wars is cheesy, but it's fun to connect things to that. But we also do it to Dr. Strangelove. Stanley Kubrick's film, and you've got Mandrake, who's the captain from England, assigned to the Strategic Air Command, and you've got General Jack T. Ripper, who's completely crazy, launching a nuclear war under Plan R, and the army's coming to try to stop them to get the recall codes before they bomb Russia and trigger the doomsday device, and they're shooting machine guns into the windows, and he's going, hurry up, Mandrake, the redcoats are coming, get over here with that belt, boy, and feed me that, and then later he's trying to get Jack the Ripper to General Ripper to give him the codes. He's like, Jack, come on, bold boy. You know I'm your friend. You there with a gun, me there on the floor with the belt, feeding you, Jack. And he's like, I don't know how I'd stand up under torture, Mandrake. He's like, that's the idea. A little wash and a brush up always gets you in the mood to give me the old codes, Jackie. The old codes. I'm sorry. People haven't seen the movie. They don't understand. Anything else, Paul?
Yeah, just one more thing, talking about them possibly making it difficult for people to get in and cover it like they did with you in Canada in 2006. Spain has announced, or the European Union has given Spain the green light, that they're going to seal their border temporarily next week. They're going to dispense with the Schengen Agreement, which is the free movement of peoples between European countries. There's no border controls. Specifically... to keep out anti-EU protesters, because there's a big ECB summit in Barcelona where all these technocrats are going to get together and decide how to screw European people even further. And so the Spanish government has got the green light from the EU to completely revoke the Schengen Agreement for a period of 1 week. And so they're going to have tight border controls, and they say they're going to stop anti-EU protesters from getting into Spain.
Well, that's always been the plan. The border stuff here is to keep us in, not the people out. They want more slaves here in the system, and it's the same thing with the IRS saying that they want to pass this law where you can't travel if they say no judge, no jury. And by the way, this is going to be breaking. I talked to Jim Mars this morning, and sure enough, it's in the Dallas Observer. For $110, the book building, where Oswald supposedly shot through the tree and all that, along with the Keebler elves and killed Kennedy, they are taking over for the 2 days of the anniversary, the 50th next year, of the JFK being murdered, and no one is allowed in except the controlled media. Just like 9/11, they block half the city so you can't get in and protest. It's an inside job. Now, they're so worried everybody's going to come in at their media event, they're saying the public park of Dealey Plaza, in its entire 100-year history. It's never been closed. It's closed to the public, and they're leasing it for $110. And, of course, there should be lawsuits now. If I can't lease it for $110, but you can't do that. Again, they're so scared of us. And so now, next year at the 50th, I'm going to be there and call for thousands to be there, and we're going to make it a media event. It's going to backfire on them. And even the local paper is saying it's wrong. I mean, it's pure authoritarianism, Paul.
Yeah, they want to keep people out, and it's like this EU thing. You know, the EU grandstands as this 21st century liberal democracy with a free movement of peoples. Isn't it ironic that the only time they suspend that right is to keep anti-EU protesters out of the country? Again, underscoring their fundamentally authoritarian raison d'etre.
And let's be clear, that means people from Germany and France and other countries that are just trying to come to Spain, you know, during the late spring, early summer, best time of the year to come. Oh, you just can't come in now. That's what it's all about. It's for us. Notice, Paul, they've announced the war on terror is over, but the TSA is going on the streets to search your bags without warrants, and they've just got it started. And they say the new threat is white, conservative, libertarian, veteran, Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, they're shifting the whole apparatus over to the host population of the countries. That's what the war on terror was always designed to be, and that's what's now happening with all these drones in America. You can go and see where they are now, and it's all being focused back onto the population.
Well, again, red-linked at Infowars.com. Secret of Bilderberg Group set to meet in Virginia May 31st, June 3rd. Maybe we'll dispatch from the UK as the UK correspondent, Stevie. I wonder if Steve Watson would like to come and have your phone ring and it's David Rockefeller at your hotel room. And obviously we'll be checking in a few days early at the hotel, and so they can throw us out. I'm surprised. I guess they love that Chantilly. You know why they like it there? Because they have all Raytheon and all the big defense contractors circle it, and it's just total surveillance grid. And of course, this year when I get followed, you know, we start chasing the cars that are following us. We slam on our brakes, get behind them. The plainclothes State Department Marines start flipping us off, and they think they're intimidating us. Then they pull over. We get out. They run and lock themselves in bathrooms. That's what happens when you ask Peter Powers about 7/7 and the drill of the exact same targets, exact same times. What, three times on tape? He goes and locks himself at the in the bathroom. I mean, these guys are following us. Ooh, you got shaved heads. Oh, we're so intimidated. And then they'll pull over and run into a taco shop in one case and lock themselves in the bathroom. We're Americans. We're journalists. We're covering a bunch of crooks coming into our country, meeting in secret. Okay? So take some more vaccines. Breathe some more DU. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that's what we did in Switzerland. We started chasing them, and it just looked like petrified little rats. It's very different from holding it halfway up a mountain in a Swiss skiing resort, isn't it? Because the protesters were so close and they actually confronted them that now they're gonna, obviously they're gonna have the security even tighter. But
and they had members of the federal government, of members of their parliament, their Congress, show up there. They had a torch procession and a lot of them left a day early. They see the villagers with torches, they left.
Oh yeah, they were flying in and out on helicopters paid for by taxpayers, completely illegal, and they were exposed in that as well. So that's only going to be intensified more so this year if it's in Washington.
I love it. These people are maggots. Paul, you've done an exemplary job. I really appreciate the work you're doing.
Thanks, Alex.
Take care, buddy. Oh, boy. Forget the maneuvers. Go straight at him. Let's go back to the caller. He dropped off. I wanted to hear his story, but that was breaking news with Paul. Big news, Infowars.com. Secret of Bilderberg Group set to meet in Virginia May 31st, June 3rd. We'll make sure we send that over to Drudge. Globalist cliques set to play role in U.S. presidential election. Yeah, the Washington Post admits it now. My goodness. That's not very, very loving. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Washington. Welcome, sir.
Alex.
Oh, my gosh. It's good to talk to you.
Me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it is. Well, good. It's good to talk to you. I'm sitting here battling InfoWar. I have that. I have this syndrome I just got recently. Well, I've had it for about a year or two. It's called the Alex Jones syndrome, where I just every day want to battle globalists. So
you have done well, my apprentice.
I'm sorry,
yes,
go ahead.
The Cobra Commander.
I'm sorry.
So yes, battling the Coney trendies, and I just had a quick question about militias. You know, it's kind of strange that you said today that the war on terror ended just as I started talking to some militia people, because, you know, now I'm Al-Qaeda, even though they're good now. You know, Libya's awesome. But,
well, you know, Al-Qaeda's good now. The government says, you're bad. You're Al-Qaeda. And they've got all the TV ads. They go, the new Al-Qaeda, John Deere ad owns property. Attack forward!
Yeah, I know. Well, so I talked to one of the guys, you know, and I just basically said, hey, I don't want to do anything illegal. I'm not going to do anything illegal. You're not going to force me to do anything illegal. You know, and I'm assuming he wasn't a fed, but... I don't know if you have some general things to... I mean, I just...
Sure,
I just,
stay there. Know. Stay there, Danielson. Dave, we'll be right back on the other side. Mr. Miyagi will continue transmission. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Bilderberg, Chantilly, Virginia.
Ah.
Segment, the next, we're going to take your calls, and Lou Rockwell's joining us for the balance of the next hour, interspersed with a lot of news. I will get into the Middle East, latest political developments, the economy, the incredible shrinking Bill of Rights, the Constitution, but that secret of Bilderberg Group set to meet in Virginia May 31st, June 3rd, breaking at Infowars.com right now. We broke that it was in Switzerland last year, and they're like, no, it isn't. It's in Spain, or it's in... We were right. We may be wrong, probably not, because they've been to that particular conference place twice. By the way, it's got like weird paintings of children that look like they're dead, but it's real subtle. It's like children with like blue skin whose eyes have black circles around them. Weird, creepy paintings everywhere. And quite frankly, I'm going to check in at that hotel, but I'm not looking forward to it, because we check in a few days before to watch all the security people coming in and stuff. Then they harass us and they try to frame us for stuff. But if you don't want to do something, you got to do it. There's such a thing as walking into a trap. Fortune favors the bold. And it's not that we do anything wrong, but I mean, I'll be at dinner and you know, feds will just come sit down and go, let's attack buildings. I'm like, come on, guys, you're... What are you with, the State Department? We could attack the State Department. And then, you know, that turns out who they are. And you're just like, no, you know, that's not my MO. Are you guys planning to do that to us? Because that's the kind of stuff they do. I mean, you know, kill a million little brown people in Iraq, set up some journalists. You're destroying America. You're doing a great job. But I intend to go up there and cover it, because we're on the march. The empire's on the run. It was Bilderberg in Switzerland that turned tail and left. And this is my country. You may still say it's yours. And you may squat on top D.C. like a giant, bloated, wart-covered pig sucking off of us. But we're going to call you out and expose you. And the whore media you own won't report on it? Fine. We've got the real media. We are the media. Not you. And we're committed. Going back to Mike in Washington. Mike, you were asking me how you can tell the militia's good or not?
Well, I mean, I know buying, you know, coffee with cash makes me the devil, and so does wearing blue jeans and having a prepaid cell phone. But the militia, you know, I mean, I love the Constitution. I love God. I love my country. I know that hanging out with those dudes, as legal and great as it is, it sticks my head out a little bit, and I'm not worried about me. I'm ready to...
Well, here's the problem. It is constitutional. It's pure Americana because it is so good. It is the most saturated area of feds. But, I mean, real militias are either totally private and are just mutual defense leagues, preparation leagues, or they're military history leagues, things like that. There are a lot of military reenactment groups that they use as a cover for it. And it's not that militias are dirty. They just choose to be underground. But the point is, even in private, you're just training with the Second Amendment as civil defense. So I think militias should just be locally organized. There should be an underground militia that's just prepared to defend the Republic. And then there should be an above ground that works with the sheriff. And you should get sheriffs elected that are patriots. And you should mainly be giving homeless people soup. When there's floods, responding and acting as a posse. The posse is the militia. The militia is a general posse that's formed county by county to defend against invasion. Okay? And so it is America. So, of course, the globalists say it's evil. They say everything that's good is evil. And they've got a lot of sheep believing it. You know, they believe mother's milk is poison, but, you know, aspartame is good. You know, they think DU is good for them, but... You know, grass-fed beef is evil. You know, I mean, they think good is bad and bad is good. And so, you know, the main thing is a lot of times the groups that are out there posing as militias online, quite a few of them are feds trolling for people they can set up. But I've been warning folks, they're not very successful.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I see a meme out on the internet now that it's a fairy tale that there's eugenics going on. That it's a fairy tale that cancer rates are way up and neurological disorders. And they're trying to take hatred of Israel and then connect it to me and say my eugenics thing is trying to cover up for Israel. What does that even mean? It's like when I made a film about Israel attacking the USS Liberty to blame it on Egypt. All these big Nazi groups and others came out and said I was covering up for Israel because I pointed out that traitor LBJ was involved because that's what all the admirals I interviewed and the first mate and all them said. It was like, no, America wasn't involved. You're now covering up for Israel. And I'm like, no, there's two bank robbers. I'm not covering up for one of them to say, and this guy was involved too. But that isn't what matters. I just read that. It's like it's a total pipe dream. I mean, it's true that I don't hate Israel and think about it constantly and obsessed with it and worship it from a hateful position. I understand there's evil and evil systems in control basically everywhere. And it's just crazy. I'm covering eugenics, and then people are like, there's no eugenics going on. There, you know, none of that's happening. You work for Israel, and there's just no connection to reality. And whereas I don't like a lot of things Israel's doing, I don't like the people that hate Israel either. I mean, can't you get that? It's like rabid crowds of people who are like in their gang, and then they want you to choose a side in their gang fight. And I'm just like, hey, mutual aggression, truce, as long as you don't do harm to anybody, do whatever you want. You want to go blow your brains out? Go ahead. I don't think you should, but go ahead. It's your right. You want to smoke marijuana and sit in your mother's basement eating Hot Pockets all day? Hey, I don't want cops pulling me over asking to search my car because you want to blast your brain. And I know it's got all the great medical uses and stuff, but I do know a lot of potheads on top of it. It does have its downside. My point is that I want freedom. I want team humanity to succeed. And the globalists, the social controllers, the crony capitalists use this tribalism, this divide and conquer to get us fighting with each other. That's why NBC and MSNBC edited the Zimmerman tapes in the Trayvon Martin case to make it sound like he's a racist. That's why they have the feds now admit in the Justice Department inside the protest groups, including the new Black Panther Party, saying, I want Florida burning, start killing whitey. And now all over the country, I read the articles earlier, white people are just for no reason being beaten by, in racial attacks at parks and fairs and events. Old women, you name it. And the government wants a race war. Meanwhile, your banker bailout money paid to move not one, not two, but three new factories to China the 20-plus billion bailout to General Motors, paid to ship it to Brazil, paid to ship it to China, paid to ship it to Eastern Europe, and another expansion of facilities, so it's actually more than four factories, with your money, 20-plus billion of it. You paid to have the government take over General Motors and ship it to China. If General Motors wants to move to China, that's great. There shouldn't be tax incentives. It should be a level playing field. See, that's what globalism, Agenda 21, New World Order is. That's why this book by Rosa Corey, available at InfoWars.com, is so important behind the green mask. Give it to every city council member, every county commissioner, every sheriff you know, because then everything going on around them, they'll discover this. We're starting to get city councils even in Houston bringing this up and blocking stuff. The new film we're carrying, Farmageddon, breaks down the harassment. Big Agra funds government to shut down the little farms. That's what it is. France is going into deeper socialism as the answer to socialism wrecking their country. That's the big danger. Lou Rockwell, straight ahead, LouRockwell.com, to break it all down. It's going to be a jam-packed interview. You'll want to stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lou Rockwell is our guest. He's the founder of the Von Mises Institute. He also served as Ron Paul's chief of staff in his first stint in Congress. And he also helped write many of those great newsletters on top of it. And, of course, he's a prolific writer today at LouRockwell.com. And I always find it informative to get him on with us. And I appreciate him spending the next 52 minutes with us here today. We'll also intersperse some of your phone calls for people that are patiently holding. I would just add that we have breaking news. Our sources say that it's about a 95% probability, and it is booked out, and they've met there twice before. Chantilly, Virginia, Builder Stinkers are to meet there, and the Washington Post even admits that they are to pick the vice president. So now they've gone from denying it exists to admitting that they basically are going to pick Mitt Romney's vice president. They said that last week. They said, oh, he's going to a Bilderberg steering meeting down in South America while Obama's there, Rubio is, to build his international cred and meet with some Bilderberg people. What? So now we've gone from it doesn't exist to it's out in the open. I want to bring this up first to Lou Rockwell. Then we'll get into whatever's most important on his radar. And then I want to get into all the crazy bills where the IRS, outside of a jury or court, says you can't travel, right out of Soviet Russia, right out of Stalinism. We've got the announcements of drones, satellites watching us, carbon taxes. Forbes magazine writer says burn down people's houses if they don't agree to carbon taxes. I feel like a liar when I say that. It's so over the top, but he said it. I mean, these people, you know, Lou, I think the authoritarians know the worm is turning and they're starting to act like chickens with their heads cut off. What do you think about all this?
Well, they're the worm. We're not the worm. But sure, I think people are beginning to wake up. I think right after 9/11, I must say I was concerned that, you know, we were going to get much more of a totalitarian state. I was right in that, but I was concerned that people wouldn't really be resisting it. But I think there is more and more resistance, especially among the young. We see it in the Ron Paul campaign when he gets 8,000 students coming out to talk to him at UCLA, kids hanging in trees, climbing up in trees and staying there for hours just to watch him. We can tell there's an intellectual revolution going on among the young and, of course, among those of us who are not young as well. There's, I think, more and more knowledge of what's happening, more and more anger at what's going on, more and more worry, and more determination to do something about it. And this is the key. If people will withdraw their consent from the government, from the establishment, from the whole regime, and not play ball, then they can't actually do it. They can't actually work their dastardly deeds against us.
Well, you're right. We're trotting on their tyranny now. They're trying to break our will, and so they're trying to lash out. Their worm is turning, to go back to the old Shakespeare quote. What do you make of them trying to set up internal checkpoints and saying the IRS will take your passport away? The passport is the proof of the citizenship. The Supreme Court has rolled over and over again. You cannot revoke citizenship. It must be freely given up.
Well, I might just mention, if we go back in history, passport is a relatively recent thing. You know, there was a time before the turn of the last century, when mostly you could travel wherever you wanted to travel. You didn't have to have documents. You didn't have to get the permission of the various governments or police. Even in one of the most interesting things John Maynard Keynes wrote, and one of the few things that was not a bunch of lies, he looked back before World War I and he said what a different world this was. That if a business person in London wanted to go set up a business in Paris, he just took the train and went over there and was able to rent a place and start his business. And the currency was sound. It was a gold standard. And he talked about just how much, it's funny, I guess even Keynes had a conscience. And he talked about how things were so much better in those days. So the passport was invented as a means of the government to control us, to control our travel. Now, of course, they're putting chips in it, as we know, and they're making it much more of a they want to have an internal passport too, whether it'll be the current passport or something else. They do indeed want to control our travel, as you mentioned. Barbara Boxer has a bill that is suggested by the IRS. Of course, these Congress people, even the evil ones like Boxer, are mostly just puppets. And so she was asked by the Treasury Department to introduce this bill, where if they decide that you owe them money, they can stop you from leaving the United States. You have no right to travel. Maybe they'll put you in your house and have a device around your ankle to keep control of us all, too. It's always important, I think, when we're thinking about any of these things, these horrible things that are going on these days, as well as the good things, that every government would like to be a totalitarian state. That's always their ambition. That's the ambition of the people who go into government, and it's the ambition of the big private interests that are connected to government and benefit from government. They would all like total control over over the peons, over the mundanes, over the poor slobs, as they think of us, who go and work every day and are the actual producers in the country. So it's what is it then that keeps every government from being totalitarian? What is it that prevents things like what's happened since 9/11 in this country from taking place? It's popular resistance. So when you have something like 9/11 that so drastically diminished popular resistance to government, government spying, government intrusions and controls of every sort, then the government just immediately expands. And we know they're expanding in these tremendous ways. We have Paul K. Roberts pointed out the day in pointing out that really China is in many ways freer than the United States. That you know, at least in China, there's you don't have the prime minister saying, by the way, nobody in China has any rights, so we can kill you, we can jail you, we can torture you if we decide you're a bad guy. Even that, you know, they don't say that. Only the U.S. says that kind of thing, and of course carries it out. But again, I think there's optimism abroad because of young people and because of just what we see as we can call it the Ron Paul movement, although it's actually, as Ron Paul points out, broader than himself, of course. It's a libertarian movement. It's a tremendous reaction to all the horrendous stuff that's going on. That doesn't mean we've got an easy path ahead. Things are going to be very, very difficult, much more difficult economically. Obama is, of course, even worse than Bush. Hard to believe anybody could be worse than Bush. Obama is worse than Bush. And I imagine that Romney, if he's elected, will be worse than Obama. If Obama's reelected, he'll be worse than Obama the first time. So, I'd say we can't look to government as our salvation. Nothing good ever comes out of Washington, D.C. It's really a carbuncle on the American body politic. And so we can't look to them. We have to look to ourselves, look to our neighbors. We have to make the preparations for troubles ahead, personal preparations, financial preparations, also ideological and educational preparations. We have to read. We have to read books. We have to read the right kind of things on the internet. We have to educate ourselves to understand what the heck is happening. We need to know some economics. We need to know some real history. We need to know actual political science. We need to know about the nature of the state, which is, as Murray Rothbard said, a gang of thieves writ large. If you think of government as a gang of thieves writ large, it really explains everything, and you won't be surprised at what they're trying to do. And you know that the one thing we can do as they're trying to steal everything from us, our liberty, our money, our lives, our children, our homes, our businesses, our communities, that we have to resist them. And the first step to resisting them is to know who they are, what they are, why they're doing what they're doing, and why we should oppose it.
In fact, I want to inject a point on the subject that you raised, the foundation of what is the state. And they, those that support big government and the monopolies that it creates, have created through the controlled corporate media, back when it still had dominance, this idea that to not trust the state is un-American, that to not blindly believe known certified liars is somehow insane, and that you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't buy into whatever the system is shoveling at you. But if you go back to the founding fathers and common sense, if you go back thousands of years ago in every culture, the population knew there was a corrupt elite ruling over them, and the corrupt elite was in castles with armed forces basically keeping them in servitude. But in comes in the 20th century, and now 21st, more sophisticated propaganda, and they create this idea that the state loves you and wants to take care of you, and that it's weird to not out of hand just trust them. But take George Washington. He was the first person who ever had executive power like that in more modern history, who did not become king. They wanted him to. And when he left after two terms and went back to be a farmer, because that's what he really enjoyed, the King of England said, today, George Washington's the greatest man in the world. And it was because no one would give up that type of power. And so that original Americana idea is so precious, and the system claims it's alien and radical. The truth is, the system is what is alien and radical. I want you to comment on that.
Well, there was an interesting column in the Washington Post recently where was moaning and groaning about the horrible Secret Service scandal and the GSA scandal. These are so horrible, they would undermine people's trust in the government. Well, of course, people should have no trust in the government, or rather, you can trust the government to always do the evil thing. I mean, if they can get away with it, if they don't do the evil thing, it's because they either haven't thought of it, or they don't think it's in their own interests, or they can't get it together to do it, because, of course, government is the most incompetent agency ever to exist. Anybody who's ever been in the military or worked for the civilian part of the federal government and is willing to tell the truth will tell you that they've never seen anything like this. I mean, it's just the waste, the corruption, the nastiness, the controls. And this is what, of course, they want. They want all of America to be like an airport. We all wait patiently in line. We're afraid to look them in the eye, or maybe we're supposed to look them in the eye, or otherwise you're a terrorist. And the blue shirts can do whatever they want to you, your children, your parents. You just have to go along, let them x-ray you, let them question you. You have no rights, and they've got total control. So that's what they like.
It's off the chart. When we come back, I'm gonna ask you, I don't know yet, what's number one on Lou Rockwell's radar screen, LouRockwell.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com, and I got a bunch of other news. We're going to raise with Lou coming up. I want to get into politics, the election, with Lou Rockwell, who's a real expert on that, and the fact that Ron Paul has already won, as he wrote a few months ago in a piece. And I also want to read a quote out of Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness, Thomas Jefferson. This is a book by Thomas Jefferson, re-edited and released. A guy came to my house and put this on my doorstep once. My wife got pretty mad, but it was a good book. Well, she had a 357 and told the guy to leave. He was knocking on our door at 10 o'clock at night trying to give me this, but I didn't know how close he came. But not a good idea to come to my house. Side issue. Let's go back to Lou Rockwell. Lou, grab bag of everything going on right now. What's front and center on your radar screen?
Well, it's, you know, so much bad that's happening, but I do notice Ron Paul just wrote about this, in fact, that there's a new, if you remember the SOPA bill, S-O-P-A, that was designed to take control of the internet in the name of so-called intellectual property. That bill was defeated, thank goodness. Now there's another one, even a worse one, called CISPA, C-I-S-P-A. And these bills are both designed by the recording industry and the movie industry to and by the NSA and the FBI and the CIA and all that, to work together to crush the internet and to make sure that the movie industry and the recording industry can get what I would argue are unjust profits through the government. So it's in the name of stopping, you know, quote unquote theft on the internet that they want to take total control. They are. Before our eyes, of course, they are doing
wreck
more
free
and more
speech,
of that
make us pay for it, get rid of due process, instead of them going out and enforcing their so-called copyrights.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I would argue that both copyrights and patents are illegitimate grants of government monopoly, but the way that it was in the Constitution, everything was standable. But starting under the Reagan administration, this was stepped up to such a horrendous extent. One of the excuses was to keep Mickey Mouse in copyright. By the Disney company. And Ronald Reagan was always sort of the agent of the Hollywood mafia among his other roles in life. And so he, you know, rolled over for them. And these things were put in. It keeps getting worse and worse. They keep extending their copyrights. And
they're trying to say now you can't show a newspaper on TV, the lawyers are. And, of course, it's all made up. A lady called earlier and said the police are telling them you're not allowed to defend yourself in your home anymore because of the Zimmerman case. And that you've got to call. I mean, because a cop said so. That's just the way it is.
Well, you have the TSA invading flea markets looking for, you know, allegedly counterfeit shirts, that somebody's producing a shirt that might look like. Allegedly like, you know, a Gucci shirt or some expensive shirt. They were making an inexpensive shirt.
No judge, no jury. They just seize them.
No, just go in, seize the property, put them in jail. So it's all a horrendous tyranny. And this is right across the world. The U.S. government uses this as a control. They're trying to extradite right now a boy from England who has Asperger's syndrome. And as a teenager, put up a website that had on it links to BitTorrent sites and other sites where you could download movies. So just the fact that he had a site, which is not illegal in England, by the way, that had links to other sites, the U.S. government wants to take this kid, bring him back to this country, and put him in jail for 12 years. 12 years. And this is another thing going on in this country, of course, the growth of the prison industrial complex. There was recently a black lady, a homeless lady who had enrolled her child in a better school district than the one she lived in. They're putting her in jail, again, for 12 years. 12 years. I mean, so one thing we always need to keep in mind is the people who work in the government have what St. Augustine called the libido dominandi, the lust to dominate, the lust to rule. They like to take us and do this. They get a charge out of this. They love this. So not only is the prison industrial complex make a lot of profits for people, a lot of these profits, prisons are profitable, and of course the government prisons are built by private industry and so forth. So there's always that thing. But people who work in the government love putting people in jail. They love starting wars. They like killing people.
They like torture.
These are not good people. We don't want them running our lives.
Well, that's right. I mean, who wants a job at the TSA grabbing women and children's genitals? I mean, and it's coming out that they enjoy it and like it and tell people so.
Well, when Ron Paul was had his first experience with this, and it was horrendous, he has titanium knees, so when he goes commercial, he gets the full feel up.
Stay there. I want to hear the story on the other side. Long segment coming up. LouRockwell.com. He's our guest. We'll get into the election. A bunch of other news on the other side with Lou Rockwell, the consummate libertarian and right-hand man for many years to Ron Paul. We'll get his view on so many things coming up. Stay with us.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, we see the Earth from here. And it is infested with gangs that call themselves government. Then there's these big mega corporations to a group that are all anti-free market, the big Fortune 100, shitting on top government, sucking through government off the population and corporate welfare and trying to make the general public dependent, and J.P. Morgan administering the welfare cards and the food stamps. And it is a nightmare. And Lou, I want you to finish your Ron Paul story, but then I want to just get this question out now. I'll do it after, but sure, people are waking up. But that's people that can tie their shoelaces. One way or the other, half the population is on the government mammary gland.
Yeah, and of course, this is right after the Ron Paul story, I'll say a little bit more about that, but I'll just finish that this is the first time he had to go through a full TSA treatment. He has titanium knees, therefore, even if he wanted to go through the x-ray, he can't. They won't let him, and he got the extremely intrusive and horrendous examination by the TSA, and Ron said to the man, he said, how can you stand to do a job like this? And the man looked at him in the eye and said, I love doing it. So, yeah, they do. Of course, these are not, I mean, I'm sure there are some decent people out of the 40 or 50,000 TSA blue shirts who are caught up in this. They didn't have a job. They needed something. But really, the kinds of people who get hired by the government, if they're decent people, it's a mistake. It's a mistake they're in there. They don't want decent people in the government. They want people, again, who are willing to do this to you. That's their philosophy.
Listen, when like top movie stars in LAX now, it turns out stalkers are battling and doing anything they can to become TSA because it's Hollywood stars all day coming through, and they go crazy, and it's like a celebration. It's on video and photos, and they just grope them and grab them, and Miss USA, they go in her pants in Dallas because they knew who she was. And actually in her body. And listen, I was with Jesse Ventura. I have flown out of Vegas where I was doing a video shoot with Ventura. And the guy knew who I was and said, I have, quote, Lou, he actually said this, I have an administrative privilege. And he said, by the way, I heard your show yesterday from here in Vegas and all this, and was rubbing on me and getting off on the power of it, clearly getting off on it. And when I flew with Ventura out of Atlanta, they all knew who he was, were talking to him, and were taking their time squeezing his genitals, and I couldn't believe it. I started taking photos, and Ventura was embarrassed and said, stop, and he made me erase them, and he later sued him, of course, and it got thrown out, and they actually went, I don't want to go over it. The point is, exactly, they told Ron Paul, I love it. They love it. They look how many are getting busted. Sorry, go ahead.
No, of course they love it. These are the kinds of people who go into the government, tend to go into the government. Not every postman is a bad guy, but the people who tend to go into the government are like this, and certainly the people who rise in the government. F.A. Hayek wrote a great chapter in his book, The Road to Serfdom, on why the worst rise to the top in government. Unlike in a private business, in private life, the worst do not tend to rise to the top, but in government, the worst people, the worst liars, the worst power mongers, the worst warmongers, the worst, the people who are just love all that's evil, they are the ones, the demagogues, they're the ones who rise to the top and get and become, you know, president of the United States, for example. These are not the good guys. These are the worst people in society.
And he looked at Ron Paul. Yeah, he told that story here on air. It made the Drudge Report. He looked at him and said, I love this job.
I love it. Ron said to him, how can you stand doing a job like this? And he looked him in the eye and he said, I love it.
I love it.
So yeah, he told the truth for that moment. My guess is he wouldn't tell the truth in public, but he told the truth with great animus too, of course. These people, they also hate us, by the way. As you pointed out, they talk about they're going to care for us. As always, they're helping the poor, they're helping the elderly, they're helping the sick and so forth. You know, they of course are hurting all these groups, and we can just see, you know, if we think of the government has passed so many laws, very intrusive laws in the name of helping the disabled or in preventing assaults on children. So when the government, you know, is in control, of course, just we see how they treat the disabled in the airports. We see how they treat children in the airports. Again, you can't believe a word they say, or rather, you can typically believe the opposite of what they say. So that's the rule of thumb.
Well, it's not typically. Look at the TSA. They lie on every subject and get caught and keep lying. And I just can't believe the American people turn their children over to them. So that's my next question. What do you do about half the population that can't survive without a government paycheck and who believe it's there? It's like that woman who had like 9 kids and was getting like all these dozens of welfare checks. And she said, I deserve more. What are you going to do for me?
Well, you know, we have one of the things that democracy does. Hans Hermann Hoppe has a great book on this, Democracy, the God That Failed. One of the democracy has been a great invention for government. From a practical standpoint, we end up with, you know, socialist A or socialist B we can vote for. So they don't worry about who wins the election. But from a ideological standpoint, they convince people that, you know, we are the government. You hear Americans saying, should we go to Mars? Should we invade Syria? You know, it's not we doing this. It's this separate entity, this parasitical entity that's called the government and the military-industrial
exactly.
complex and so forth. So democracy has... You talked about earlier how in earlier times people saw the government as the rich people living in the castle and collecting taxes from them, and they correctly saw the government as something separate from them. Democracy makes us believe entirely erroneously that we are the government, and it blurs that distinction about who is, as John C. Calhoun said, who's the taxpayer and who's the tax eater. So, yeah, there are a lot of people who are getting government checks. The government is still a minority, though. If they were the majority, the whole thing would collapse. They have to be a small minority. That is, those who are entirely living off the government. But by making a lot of other people a little bit living off the government, they hope to gain their loyalty. And I'm sorry to say, they do gain their loyalty. So people are worried about, oh gosh, Social Security is going to go broke or Medicare is going to go broke. Although those things can't go broke any more than the Pentagon can go broke. As long as they got the printing press, they'll keep everything in existence because the dollar can be worthless, but all these things will be in existence because they exist for purposes of control. They don't exist to help people. They exist to make people subservient to the government, dependent on the government, mentally dependent on the government, and never to threaten everything. Always to go along, obey them, believe they're baloney, whether it's taught in the public schools. I mean, I ask myself, why do people send their kids to the public schools? Why would anybody do that? Some people are forced into it financially. But a lot of people who could easily afford send their children to a decent private school or to do homeschooling, they won't do it because they think, well, this is...
Well, I do, but here's the problem. Then even good, quote, Christian schools or others want to be accredited so your child can, quote, get the credits to go to college or whatever, which is now what more than half of college graduates will never even be able to get a job that pays for half of their debt. It is a fraud because they ship the jobs out of the country by design, but through crony deals and monopoly deals. But now they are, you know, giving them stuff about how great Barack Obama's wife is and, you know, what you're supposed to eat under No Child Left Behind, even in the private schools. They're taking everything over.
Well, of course, they do want to take over the private schools. A lot of these private schools, and you have to be careful, a lot of them are what a friend of mine calls public schools with tuition. So, yeah, why homeschooling is really probably the only thing that where you can entirely be in control of what your children are being taught. But there are good private schools still. There are private schools that fight this sort of thing, that don't just use the government curriculum. But you're right about accreditation. I mean, accreditation is a government scheme. It's a government control scheme. As to college, yeah, more and more people, as you say, are looking into whether, you know, James Altucher points out, even the what we think of as less expensive colleges, it's about a $200,000 expenditure because you have to take into account the money you're not earning during the years you're in college. So it's very expensive. These kids end up with huge amounts of debt. Government aid, government takeover of the education system has made impossible what Ron Paul, for example, did when he was in college. He worked his way through school. Now, that's a science fiction idea these days. Nobody can work their way through school because the prices have driven so unbelievably high by the government, benefiting the faculty, benefiting the administration, benefiting the groups that are connected to them, and sticking it to the student. Same thing with medical care. Doctors do great. Hospitals do great. Big Pharma does great. Patients get hurt. So this is, again, the way the government does these things. All these welfare schemes are actually evil. It's not just that they don't turn out the way the government hoped they turned out. The government's motives are always wrong. They're always evil. They always seek control, destruction, taxes, wars, all the stuff they...
Well, let me stop you. Let me stop you. Look at history. That sounds horrible to an individual person. Why would they do that? Individuals always think of, well, why would they want to have a false flag? To take your rights, to be the hero. People always think of things from their individual perspective. And your point of how they're like, we're going to attack Iran. No, we're not. The foreign megabanks that run our criminal government are the ones doing that. We're not putting fluoride in our water. Big chemical companies are paying government to put a toxic waste in your water and making you pay for it. But when you read this book, Behind the Green Mask, Agenda 21 by Rosa Cora, that, by the way, is available at Infowars.com, it's all the quotes, it's all the plans, it's Maurice Strong. They want a post-industrial society where no one is allowed to operate but them. And that raises my next point. Where do you see this battle going? Because, you know, head Gaia scientist James Lovelock has come out, reversed himself, admitted that it's all a big hoax, man-made global warming, but that they needed it to basically be able to sell the public on other things that are good for the environment. Meanwhile, government and socialist states always are the worst. Take the Soviet Union. Now we have, as I mentioned at the start of the interview, Forbes coming out and saying, one of their writers, let's burn down people's houses, let's mark down where they live, let's go get them. And then that's allowed. We have the Justice Department inside the protest for Trayvon Martin trying to get a riot going confirmed. That's been leaked. I mean, my point is people shouldn't underestimate how authoritarian they are. So looking forward from history, because not just the way things are, I want where Lou Rockwell thinks things are going, because the authoritarians now, every day I see it, are calling for violence, are calling for dictatorial takeover. They know we're waking up, so now they're settling the idea within their ranks of let's just start arresting people for their speech. There's going to be a big Dealey Plaza protest with 50th anniversary. They've announced no protest allowed. They're leasing to the school book building museum the entire area for 2 days for $110, leasing a park. And they're saying no one allowed there but their people, because they know media is going to be there. I mean, this is just off the charts.
Well, if we think back to what the ancient Romans had as one of their slogans for their empire, divide et impera, divide and rule, divide and conquer. Governments always want to get people fighting against each other. I mean, whether we look at, say, what the U.S. did in Iraq, they broke it up. I mean, so they caused tremendous tensions between the Sunnis and the Shiites and the Kurds and so forth. This is what they want to do in Syria. They're doing it in Syria. This is what they want to do in Iran. This is what they're doing in our own country. So in order to keep people from focusing on their real enemy, which of course is not Al-Qaeda or whatever, it's Washington, D.C., they want to split us up. So of course they promote race war. They promote all kinds of horrible things that we should, liberals should hate conservatives and all the rest. They want you focusing on that and never to discuss the government. You'll notice if we listen to the neocon, Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, or they never discuss the nature of the government. We're always supposed to focus on the evil of flag burning or whatever. So they always want you on some other thing that doesn't threaten the government, but that divides the people, so they will not become united. You don't have to be united. Diversity is wonderful of all sorts. You don't have to be united in any sense except against the enemy. Where's the enemy? The enemy is in Washington, D.C.
So where do you see things going, though? I mean, if you look into a crystal ball, where do you see America in 5-10 years?
Well, first of all, you have to be worried about things like the Department of Homeland Security buying 450 million rounds of hollow-point 40 caliber ammunition. What are they doing? That's enough to wage a war. What do they plan to do with that? Is it because they want to seize our guns?
And they're buying armored mobile pillboxes for the highways, and TSA is now nationwide doing gropes and bag searches on street corners and buses. Correct. I mean, totally illegal.
That's right, and we have some of the TSA people who said that there should be these booths at malls and at public libraries and in all public schools. You should have to be groped to go into anything they decide where some phantom terrorist from overseas might be coming. When the actual terrorists, people who spy on us, take our money, run our lives, try to hurt us, are in our own government. I'll put that in quotes. So where do I see things headed? I think there's a battle. I mean, on the other hand, there has always been a battle between freedom and state. This has always existed as long as there's been civilized humanity. Sometimes the bad guys win, and we end up with an Egyptian system where the god is actually the government, and you have to bow down and be the slave of the pharaoh. On the other hand, sometimes we have massive increases in liberty. It happened in the ancient world. It's happened in America and other places. Now it seems like we're in retreat. But the battle is, I think, never is going to be over until the end of the world. There's always going to be this struggle. So I think the struggle will continue. I think we're going to be, I would say 10 years from now, we will be far better off than we are today. Not that we won't have immense troubles. We have a lot of economic troubles to go through. Who knows what the Federal Reserve is going to do to us? Who knows what the Federal Reserve has already done to us? So we have but the thing is, government is subject to the laws of reality. They all think in government that all they have to do, use their one tool, the gun, put it to your head and say, do it, or we're going to put you in jail, or we're going to kill you. This, by the way, is what's on the traffic ticket. If you don't pay your library fine or anything else, this is the one way the government has to operate. But the gun can't actually, for example, is not exactly a creative force when it's used by a private criminal or government criminals. And there are a lot of things they cannot actually bring about. So I think the fact that Ron Paul has actually already won because of the millions of minds he's changed, not only in this country, hearts he's touched, not only in this country, in Latin America, in Asia, in Europe. Kids love Ron Paul all over this
There's
world.
There's finally an alternative to the status left and status right. When we come back, I want to jam in a call or two, Lou, but I also want to bring this up to you. They have publicly now announced the war on terror is over, but the TSA, the checkpoints, are intensifying, and they say now it's now for domestic groups and libertarians and people. They actually and returning veterans. So they're now admitting what we warned. They're saying, don't worry about Al Qaeda. They work for us in Libya. They're good. Now the enemy is you. I mean, that's amazing. I want to ask you, why are they hiding everything in plain view now? I guess because they know we've been exposing them, or have they just gotten delusional? We'll get Lou Rockwell's take on that straight ahead. LouRockwell.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com with big breaking news up there right now on Bilderberg, location 2012.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
I'll be honest with you. I had an important question for Lou Rockwell that I wanted him to answer as we went to break, and now I can't even remember it. Because during the break, Kurt Nemo said, have you seen my new article at Infowars.com? And I started reading it, and I'd seen this call by the White House. This is racketeering. This is discrimination, like black people come and try to buy your house. They've got the credit, and you say, I don't sell to black people. But see, when government and corporations do it, it's supposedly okay. Bank of America's war on the Second Amendment, they're now telling a major CEO of a major gun company they will not let them do business with them, have bank accounts, loans, whatever. Bankster giant Bank of America has joined the effort to take down the Second Amendment and deny Americans the right to own and use firearms. Kelly McMillan, the CEO of McMillan Fiberglass Stocks, McMillan Group International, and McMillan Firearms Manufacturing, recently wrote on his Facebook page that Bank of America has refused to do business with his companies because they sell firearms. And we're seeing where they won't take ads in newspapers for them. Bank of America admitted its decision was political. His response was to immediately stop doing business with Bank of America. And because they're saying that they won't do business with him. And it goes over it all. I mean, this is just, it's so authoritarian. Lou, what was my question as we went to break? Do you remember?
Well, you wanted to talk about what's ahead. I frankly apologize. I don't remember exactly what you asked.
No, but I mean, I got blindsided by this. What do you make of all the authoritarian stuff they're doing? It's not stopping people buying all-time record 5 million guns a month and saying right. It's because they don't like the government. I mean, they're losing. Don't they get it? And their bullying isn't scaring people anymore.
Well, you can't, something else you can't trust is the big banks. You can't trust the big banks. These are institutions that are inherently corrupt. They engage in fractional reserve banking, meaning that they're fraudulent.
They are the government. They admit in Europe that they've taken over Europe.
No, and they cooperate with the Federal Reserve to bring on the business cycle. If it weren't for the big banks and the Federal Reserve, and banking, I must say, in general, as it exists in this country, we wouldn't have recessions and depressions. So these are not good institutions, and they treat you, of course, like a microbe if you're one of their customers. And so, as you say, they're getting rid of one of their business customers because they don't like people owning guns. Well, I'm sure they don't. Well, people ought to get out of bank. Hope nobody has an account in Bank of America. Get out of Bank of America.
This is Bank of America.
Citibank,
so disconnected.
Banks.
Exactly.
You know, a small bank, you're much better off dealing with a small community bank. You can check the ratings, but you're far, you know, don't deal with these great big banks. And also deal in cash to the extent you can. The government hates cash. The banks, of course, hate cash because if you're dealing in cash, they don't have that money to be able to pyramid loans on top of it and cause all kinds of trouble and to exacerbate the whole inflation process.
Well, Lou, that's what I was about to say in closing because we're almost out of time and, of course, they don't have time for calls, is that they tried to charge $5 every time you use your own bank card when they're using your money. People said no. But this shows how disconnected Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, the shareholders of the Federal Reserve are. They think they're God and are trying to shut down real local banks.
But one small thing you can do, again, is use cash. Deal in cash. If you try to get a significant amount, it's actually fun to do it, to go into your bank and ask for a significant amount of your own cash. They hate your guts. They'll do everything possible to make you feel bad that you're wanting your own money. And the reason is because it hurts them when you get that cash out. You deal in cash. So the extent that everybody can deal in cash, deal with a small bank, you're hitting them where it hurts.
Hey, I've gotten out less than $10,000 and had bank managers call me and ask me if I'm a criminal just to make me feel bad.
Yeah, no, of course. You're not a tool of the banksters. You must be a bad guy.
Because they're the bad guys. Lou Rockwell, amazing interview. Ron Paul has already won the hearts and minds, that is. We'll have to have you back soon to talk about puppet Romney versus puppet Obama. Thank you so much, Lou.
Thanks, Alex.
Amazing interview with Lou Rockwell. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.